Most of you know Apostle Steve. He's our fellow brother from Uganda. He's been with us almost every year. I think you might have missed one.
I'm so glad to be here. My name is Steve Busulwa from Uganda. I want to bring greetings from my wife Judith and Treasure and the entire family of Living Ministers of Christ. They send their greetings and they love you. And I'm so happy because I'm at home. When I'm here, I feel I'm at home. And I'm so happy for my dad and mom. I've been missing them. But at least now I'm living with them. I'm seeing them. They're taking care of me. And also my sister behind there and husband. God bless you very much. I love you. And I was so happy, and I thank God for this building. Really, it's so good. I believe that God has a work which He wants to do in this place. Now, you be ready. He cannot give us such a building when He's not going to do anything.
Right.
He does not do anything without a reason.
Right.
He does not do anything because He wants just to do it. He does each and everything for a purpose. Now, there's a reason why God gave us this building. There's a work which He wants to do. Therefore, what we have to do is to step out of our comfort zone and be ready for what God wants to do. Because most of the time, God cannot use us when we are in comfort zones. We have to come out of the comfort zone so that God may use our lives. Therefore, come out of your comfort zone, because there's a great work which God wants to do through this building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He needs you so He can work with you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this wonderful time. You are so good. You are so lovely, Lord. Father, we exhort you. We thank you for this wonderful and beautiful building, Lord. Father, I know there's a purpose why you gave us this building. Father, let your purpose be revealed, my Father. Give us the grace to understand your purpose. Give us the grace to know what you want us to do in this place, my God. Father, let this place be filled with your glory. Draw many people in through this building, my Father. Bring them into your kingdom, Lord. Father, I commit each and everybody who is seated here, my Lord, that open up our ears. Open up our spiritual ears. Open up our spiritual eyes. Lord, transform us, my God. Allow me to speak to your minds to your people. Allow me to speak your heart to your people. Father, thank you because of that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I give you the topic, one day in Uganda, there's a certain city called Masaka. It's one of the biggest city. It is 82 miles from Kampala, the capital city, to that city. One day in the morning, the Lord told me that go to Masaka. Then I asked him what am I going to do there. He told me that you go to Masaka. Then I told God, I don't have transport. If you give me money, I'll go. That was in the morning. Then at around 4, somebody came and gave me money. But I had forgotten that I told God that if you give me money, I'll go to Masaka. Now I was excited and busy planning how I'm going to use this money. Remember, I had no money. I had a certain thing which is needed. Then I knew that God has given me money so I can use it. But as I was planning how I'm going to spend it, then the Lord told me that, remember, I told you to go to Masaka. And you say that you don't have money. That's why I brought somebody who gave you the money. Therefore, you have to go to Masaka. Then early in the morning, I entered into the car. I went up to Masaka. Now, when I reached there, I came out of the car, asked God, now here I am, what am I to do? Then God started directing me up to the a fenced house. Then I knocked at the gate. The Lord told me that knock on that gate. Then I knocked at the gate. Then a certain lady came and she opened up. The Lord spoke to me that preached the gospel to that lady. Then we entered into her house and we sat and sat opening up the Bible, preaching the gospel to her. She was asking me questions. I was answering them by God's grace almost for 2 hours. Then I asked the lady if she's giving her life to Christ. The lady told me no. Then after that, the Lord told me that you have to go back home. Then I asked God, you told me to come in Masaka just to come to preach this one lady. And even if she has not given her life to Christ, the Lord told me that go back home. Then I had to enter into the car. I went back in Kampala. After 3 weeks, one of the members of our church, she came and told me that, Pastor, I have my sister, she's admitted in hospital. Can we go and you pray for her? Then we went. When I reached there, I saw the woman, and this is the woman whom I went to Masaka to preach the gospel to. But I was afraid to say if he was the one, maybe he was resembling. Now when she looked at me, she told me that, are you not the one who came and preached the gospel to me? I told her, I'm the one. Then I asked her, what happened? Then she told me that when I left, something came and hit her. She found herself that she cannot walk, cannot sit, she cannot talk. Then the neighbors, they came and assisted her. They took her into hospital, in the nearest hospital. That hospital, they couldn't find the problem. They had to transfer her to the main hospital, government hospital. Now, when they took her there, also, since they brought her into that hospital, they were checking the disease and it was not, they cannot find it out. Now, after she has told me all the things the Lord told me, that I gave her an opportunity, but she denied it. The Lord told me that I send you there purposely for her. She denied the opportunity. Now you have nothing to do with her. Then I told God, let me pray for her. Then the Lord told me she had that chance, but she denied it. Can you go back and do what you are supposed to do? Now the reason why I brought that, I don't think that I can leave Kampala or Uganda to here just with a matter of coming here. That means there's somebody whom God has sent me to him. You understand? That means there's someone whom God wants to speak to. That means there's somebody. Maybe God has been speaking to you, but you are not paying attention on what he's saying. Maybe he has sent me just to confirm what he has been speaking to you. I'm not here just because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here for somebody. Now make sure to be that you are that person. You understand? Make sure that you are that person. Don't miss your opportunity. Ask that lady. Don't miss what God has for you. Ask that lady. You might not see me after another 1 year. Therefore, be very, very serious and make yourself be the person whom God is talking to. You understand? And everything which you hear from God, please, don't just hear it, but put it into action. Walk into it. Because it's good to hear, but when you don't put it into action, it will never affect your life. It will never transform your life. The word of God it's like a seed. A seed before you put into the ground, you never see the power of it. Now, even the word of God, before you put it into action, you never see the power of it until you do what it says. Right. until you walk in what it says, then it affects your life and transform your life and make you what God wants you to be. Therefore, don't miss this opportunity, because I believe that God brought me here for somebody. Is that clear? Now today I want to start up a topic which says that position yourself in the right position. Let me repeat it. Position yourself in the right position. That means you can be somewhere or in the certain place where you are not supposed to be. Therefore, you need to position yourself in the right position. You understand that? Yes. I have two questions which I want to ask you, so that you can go with it in your mind and in your hand, in your heart, and think about it. The first question: why are you Christian? Why are you a Christian? I want you to think about that. Why are you a Christian? Unless you are here and you are not a Christian. But if you are here and you know that you are Christian, but why are you Christian? The second question: why do you come in the church? Why do you come in the church? Why are you Christian? Why do you come in the church? Think about that. Ask yourself. Because we have some people who come in the church because they were born, they grew up in the Christian family. They grew up in the church, that's why they come in the church. We have some people who are Christian because their parents were Christians. Now, what of you? Are you Christian because your parents were Christians? Are you coming in the church because you grew up coming in the church? Go and ask yourself. Now, if you ask yourself those questions, I think those questions will assist you to find out the exact place where you are and how to change it. You understand? If you come in the church because your parents, they used to come in the church. If you are Christian because you grew up in the Christian family, go and ask yourself those questions. Is that clear? Now, when you ask them, you ask yourself those questions, then you will know exactly what to do. If you find that really you are Christian because your parents are Christian, then you have something to do. If you are coming in the church because even your parents, they used to come in the church, you grew up in the church, that's the reason why you are coming, you have something to do. Then you'll be able to position yourself in the right position. Is that clear? Okay. God is a God of order. The Bible says that our God is not the author of confusion. Now, if the God is the God of order, that means He put all His things in order. Somebody who is orderly, she has to put each and everything in the right place because He's orderly. Now, even God, because our God is a God of order, He's not God of confusion, she has to position each and everybody into the right position where he must be. You understand? Now, because He's a God of order, she wants each and everybody to be in the right place where He has positioned you. Because remember, He's a God of order. He cannot save you and just leave you on the street. You understand that? He cannot save you and leave you on the street. He cannot call you into the ministry and leave you on the street. He has to make sure that He positions you somewhere where there is leadership. So you can be led. He has to make sure that He puts you somewhere. God does not deal with street boys. We have Christians who are on streets. Not because God wants them to be on the streets. But they have decided that is their choice. They say, I don't have a church. I don't have a church. I don't have a leader. I lead myself. I pastor myself. I do all things the way I want them to be done. Nobody should tell me what to do. Then, that means you are on the street. You are out of the position. You understand? Remember, our God is the God of order. He's not the God of confusion. Now, if He's not God of the confusion, He cannot save you and leave you anyhow. He has to position you in the right position where you are supposed to be. Is that clear? Thank you. Our God is a God of order. Therefore, you must be in the right position. Before we go deeper into that, God Himself, He respects the position. When God positions you somewhere, He respects that position where you are. The problem which we have today in the church, we don't respect the position where God has positioned us. That's why you find that even some ministers, they're out of the position because they don't respect the position where God has positioned you. When God positions you somewhere, He respects that position. He wants you also to respect the position where He has positioned you. Because without that position, you cause problem to yourself. Let's see a little bit in the Bible. People who disrespected their positions and they depositioned themselves, what happened? You understand? We have people. We have some verses where we are going to see that people, they did not respect their position and they dispositioned themselves. But what happened? What can happen when you disposition yourself? What can happen when you are out of your position? Let me get somebody. I know my brother. Can you come and assist me? Stand over there, sir. First, that's it. Huh. Now, I'm going to ask him some questions just so that I can understand what I'm saying. My brother, if it happens one day in the morning, you find your hair, one of your hand is on top of your head. Are you comfortable with it? No. He's saying, if it happens one day in the morning, and he finds his hand is on the top of his head, he's not comfortable with it. But it is your hand also,
yeah.
And it's on your body.
Yes.
Now, why are you not comfortable with it? You understand? It is his hand on his body, but he's not on top of his head. He's not comfortable with it because the hand is in the wrong position. Who created him? Because our God is the God of order, He positions all his part of his body in right position. Now, when it happens that one day in the morning, the hand is in the wrong place, then he's not comfortable with it. Now, what do you think that if you are in the wrong place, do you think that God is comfortable with you? Now, check yourself. Maybe God is not comfortable with you. Examine yourself. Maybe God is not comfortable with you because you are not in the right position. If your hand is on the top of your head, can it be effective?
Probably not.
What do you think? It can be effective when it's on the top of the head? It cannot be effective. Now, if it happens that one day, both of his eyes in the morning, we find them on his back. They are the same eyes. But I don't think that they are effective when they are on the back. They are the same eyes, but in the wrong position. Now, when God positions you somewhere, and you go out of the position, you will never be effective in the kingdom of God, because you are out of the position. You understand? You are out of the position. God will never be comfortable with you because you are out of the position. You will never do anything in His kingdom because you are out of the position. When the minister, if you are an apostle, pastor, and once you are out of the position, you will never be effective. Instead of being effective, you create problems and misunderstandings and confusion because you are out of the position. You can go back and say, God bless you. Now, we need to respect what God, where God has put us. Let's read here. Can you turn with me in Ezekiel chapter 28? Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel, huh? Chapter 28. We are reading, going to read verse 11. From verse 11. 28. Chapter 28, verse 11. We are starting from verse 11. Let's read.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Mm-hmm. How far do you want me to go?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee.
God bless you. Now, when God created the angels, He created Lucifer. And out of creating him, He went and positioned him in the garden. You understand? After creating him, he went and positioned him somewhere. In the garden, that's what the Bible says. He positioned him in the garden, on the mountain of God. That means God wanted him to be there. That was the place where he wanted him to be, so that he can worship God. He had positioned him. He put him somewhere. Whereby God wants His services, He knows exactly where He was supposed to be. Until from that, the Bible said that from that day when He was created, He was perfect. Why? He was perfect because He was in the right position, where God has positioned Him. Until iniquity came into His heart. You understand? Until iniquity came into His heart. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
Yep.
Verse 12. Start from verse 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 14, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
How art thou fallen from heaven, mm-hmm. O Lucifer, mm-hmm. son of the morning?
Mm-hmm.
How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
Mm-hmm.
For thou hast said in thine heart,
mm-hmm.
I will ascend into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation
mm-hmm.
in the sides of the north.
Mm-hmm.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
Here, he was created when he was perfect. And God positioned him somewhere. He positioned him on his mountain. He positioned him in the garden of God. Then until iniquity came into his heart, he says that I will send into heaven. In other words, I'm going to change my position from where I am to another position. You get me? He was not comfortable. He was not contented with the position where God had put him. Then he's saying, now I'm going to descend. I'm going to change my position. I'm going to lift up my chair above the congregation of God. In others, he was saying that I'm going to come from where I am to another place. He was saying that God has positioned me here, but there's a better place for me where I'm supposed to go. God has positioned me here, but I have to exalt myself so that I can see it. I can be like the Most High. The problem was that he wanted to change the position. He wanted to change where God has positioned him. He wanted to be on the same level with God. He wanted to do things the way he wants, not God want the way God wants them to be done. Now, he wanted to change the position. He wanted to exalt himself. Now, what was next? After thinking of changing the position, then he was cut off. And he was thrown away. Not because he murdered, but he wanted to change the position. Not because he went and do evil things, but he wanted to change the position. Because of that, God had to curse him. And that's why we are calling him the devil now. Right. That's him. That's why we hit him everywhere. That's when he became the enemy of God. Since he started to want to change the position. God respect the position. You have to respect where God has put you. There's a reason. In Africa, we don't have it. We don't have that. But here, I hear in your nations that when somebody misuses the office, he has to resign. Yeah, sometimes. But okay, we hear it here. But in Africa, we don't have. Even if they misuse the office, they keep themselves into that office. Why they have to resign? Because they have not respected the position.
Right.
Now, if those who are not born again, those who are not Christians, they respect their position, what of we are the children of God, whereby that God is the one who has positioned us into those positions? If somebody who's not born again, when he misuses the office, she has to resign because she has not respected the office. Because she has not respected, he has not done what he's supposed to do. Now, what of on our side are the children of God, whereby that God is the one who positions us? Why don't we respect what God has given us? Why don't we respect where God has positioned us? You understand? Now, Lucifer, he became the devil, and we are torturing him everywhere because Jesus gave us power over him, because he decided to disposition himself.
Right.
You understand? I want you to understand the value of the position where God has positioned you. The devil, what he does is to disposition ourselves. He does everything to see that we are out of the position. Let's go on. We are still reading some verses of people who disposition themselves. Let's read the book of Jude. The book of Jude. It has one chapter. The book of Jude, chapter 1. We are reading from verse 5 and 6.
I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day.
God bless you. Why the angels are kept under darkness? Why? Do you have it in your Bible? Why are the angels kept under darkness until the judgment day? Why? They left their... They did not kill anybody. I understand. They did not kill anybody. They did not rob someone. But because they did not keep the position where God has positioned them, because they dispositioned themselves, because they went away from where God wanted them to be, then the Bible said that God is keeping them under darkness. They are waiting for the day of great judgment. Why? Because they did not keep the position. They did not respect the position. They went out of the position. Then God is waiting, and they're waiting for the judgment. Now, it's very important as a child and a minister of God to be in the right position where God wants you to be. People, they have dispositioned themselves. God is a God of order, as I have told you. It is a God who positions people. He positions the nations. Each nation, God has positioned that nation somewhere. And there's a reason why that nation is there. He does not just create the nation because he wants to create the nation. He created the nation with a purpose. He's positioned the nation with a purpose.
Exactly.
Now, as he's positioning the nation, he's positioning people too.
Yeah.
With a purpose.
Yeah.
With a reason. Now, like your nation here, United States, God positioned this nation for a purpose. But now, when you are seeing your nation has dispositioned itself. This was a nation, a Christian nation, which used to send missionaries. We have a lot of churches, buildings, which was built by United States. We had missions in Africa. Missions in Africa. But these days are no longer there because the nation has dispositioned itself from the right position where it has to be. It has dispositioned itself from where God had positioned it. Now, instead of sending the missionaries, supporting the missionaries, now they are supporting other things. I remember one day our president stood up and said about the gays, that here in Africa, that's not our culture. We are not supporting it. And if you are caught into that, this is what he said, that we are going to put you on firing squad and we kill you so that other people they will see. That day when he made that statement, 9 presidents called him at night. One of them was your president here, warning him and told him that you have to give people their liberty. If you are not careful, we are going to stop supporting your nation. Unless you revise your statement. After that, even the wife of the former President Clinton also called, warning him that you have to revise your statement. We are not going to support you if you don't allow them. The president of Sweden also called. He had 9 calls warning him because of that. They started even pouring in money. Instead of sending the missionaries, now they are supporting gays because they are out of the position. Now, when you are out of the position, instead of doing what you are supposed to do, you start supporting the devil himself.
Right.
But let me tell you, when you are out of the position, you are causing problems to yourself. Therefore, God is calling us, God is calling each one of us here, that we have to position ourselves into the right position and do what we are supposed to do. When you are out of the position, you cause problems to yourself. Let's go in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, we are reading from let's start from verse 6.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
God bless you. Now, when God created Adam and Eve, because the garden was big, He positioned them somewhere. There's a certain place where He positioned them. Now, when He wanted to have fellowship with them, He knew exactly where we were supposed to go. When He wanted to communicate with them, He knew where they were, and He knew where to find them. Now the time came, God wanted to have fellowship with them. God wanted to communicate with them. Now when He went to the place where they are supposed to be, the Bible says they were not there. Then God started calling them. And they said, that we heard your voice in the garden on the cool of the day. Then we hide ourselves. The Bible said that they hide themselves from the presence of God. In other words, they dispositioned themselves. In other words, they went away from where God had positioned them. Now, when God reached where they were supposed to be, they were no longer there. Then start calling upon them. Where are you? That's what happens to us. Then when God positions you somewhere, He knows to find you. If He is to send His angels with answering your prayers, He knows exactly where they're supposed to go. But what happens that He finds sometime when we are not there? We have gone somewhere. We have dispositioned ourselves. We are not in the right place where we are supposed to be. Then we cannot fellowship with our God because we are out of the position. When He wants to fellowship with us, we are gone. We are no longer there. But listen to this. The Bible says they hide themselves from the presence of the Lord. That means when you disposition yourself, you are out of God's presence. Because where God positions you, He will put His presence there. That's where God will release His presence and His protection there. Because that's where He has positioned you. Now when you go out of that position, that means you have gone out of the presence of God. Now that's why you see that even the churches today, in different places, and even in Africa, that people, they don't mind about the presence of God. They don't mind about the presence of God. They don't care. As long as they come in the church, they jump and dance and they go. They don't mind if there's a presence of God or God is with them or not. They just walk out. When you are out of the position where God has positioned you, you are out of His presence. Remember, Moses said in Exodus chapter 33 that, Lord, if your presence does not go with us, don't take us from this place. Moses knew that the presence of God is very important in my life. I cannot lead the people without the presence of God. I cannot reach where I'm supposed to reach without the presence of God. I cannot do what I'm supposed to do without the presence of God. I cannot touch the lives of people without the presence of God. Therefore, if your presence does not go with us, don't take us from here. And we are seeing Adam here, he's hiding himself from the presence of God. Now, when you disposition yourself, you are out of God's presence. You understand? That's why, because we have changed even the plans of God, that's why you see divorces in the home. That's why we find that we have children who are not obedient to their parents. Why? Because we have changed the plan of God. I know here in your nation, it's not like in Africa, but in your nation here, that the laws give the kids more power than parents. That's what, but that's not the Bible. That's not the Bible. Kids, once you rebuke your kid, you can call police here. But that's not the Bible. You get me? You find that the government or the states gives more power to the kids than the parents. Now that's why you find that most of the kids, they're rebellious. And that's why you find that most of the kids, they die on the early stage, because the Bible says, respect your parents so that you may live longer, so that it may be well with you. Now, why it's not well with the youth? Because the government gives them more power, whereby they cannot listen even to their parents. And even the parents, they are afraid of them. They leave them and they do what they want to do, but at the end, their life is not good. Because we changed the position, the way how God set things. The Bible said that the man is the head of the home. That's the set type of God. That's how God arranged these things. If I said a man, I don't say that you have to rule. I don't say that you have to become a dictator and torture your wife and people in the form. No. But the Bible said that you are the head. It means you are the leader. You are to lead. Then others follow you. That means you have to set examples in your home, so that others, they may follow your examples. You have to go ahead of them. That is leadership. You lead them. You see ahead of them. You hear from God. You plan for them. You take care for them. Because you're the head of the home. But now here, things are changed. That children, they have more power. Wife, they have more power. That's why we end up with divorces. I know that maybe you don't want to hear that, but that's the Bible. That is the Bible. Now you find the men, they don't have power. They cannot even say. That's why you find that divorces are everywhere. It's not godly. God does not permit it. But it's happening. Why? Because we changed the system. We changed the plan of God. We disposition everything. We disposition the children. We disposition the wives. We disposition the men. Now things, they are... Then that's why it's out of our hands. Now we need to go back and reposition things according to what is Bible, to the word of God. Amen. We need to bring back the children so that we are not treating them as the state, but the state says, but we are treating them as the Bible says.
Amen.
As the Bible says, let our kids know what the Bible says. In Uganda, what I do every Monday, because that's my day, I have to get time with the treasure and we read the Bible. I want her to know what the Bible says about her, about the parents. Let her know what she's supposed to do. Yeah, it's my daughter. Let her know what she's supposed to do. Let her know how she should respect the parents. Because I know in future, if he does not do according to the word, she's going to suffer. Yeah. And I'm not going to blame the devil. That the devil is torturing her. No. It's because of rebellion. That's why she's tortured. Because he's out of the position. That's why he's tortured. Some of your kids are tortured in this nation because they're out of the position. They're out of the position. That's why they're tortured. That's why they're killing themselves. That's why they're on drugs. Nobody can talk to them. Nobody can protect them. Nobody can guide them because they're out of the position. And remember, your kids are the coming generation. They are the coming presidents of the United States in the future. Those are kids who are going to be in parliament. They're the ones who are going to be the ministers of your nation. Now, if that's how they are and they're out of the position, then they are going to disposition the nation. Because themselves, they're out of the position.
Right.
Now, it's high time as a church. It's high time you as parents, Christian parents, to position yourself, then position each and everything which you are supposed to position in the right position, as the Bible says.
Amen.
You see problems which are going on because people are out of the position. When you are out of God's presence, then the devil, he will do everything which he wants on your life.
Yep.
Adam and Eve, because they positioned themselves, that's why we see all the diseases. When God created a human being, diseases, they were not in the plan of God.
Right.
They came because of disposition. Death, it was not supposed to be there. It came because they are out of the position.
Right.
Killing one another, it was not supposed to be there. It came because they were out of the position. Working hard and see that we get something to eat, it wasn't God's plan. It's because of the dispositioning ourselves. The world was cast, not because God wanted to cast the world. It's because a man went out of the position, then the entire world was cast. When you go out of the position, when you go out of the position where God wants you, you cause a problem to yourself, you cause a problem to your children, you cause a problem to your future. Even if it's a ministry and you go out of the position where God has positioned you, you cause a problem to that ministry. You cause a problem to your ministry because you are out of God's position. Our God is the God of position. Our God respects positions. God positions you somewhere so that he can work with you. When you are out of that position, God will never work with you.
Right.
Then Adam, they went out of the position. They said that we hidden ourselves. In other words, we changed our position. In other words, we are in another fallen position where we are not supposed to be. Then God came to the place where they are supposed to be. They were no longer there. Now, we have seen Adam. What of you? What of you? Are you in the right position? Do you feel that where you are okay with God? We have a lot of things which makes us busy, which consumes our time. And those things which consumes our time is the things which are dispositioning ourselves. Ask yourself, if you check inside your heart, do you feel that really you are in the right position where you are supposed to be? We have some people decide and say, no, because the church hurted me, I was offended by the church, I will never come back into the church. Let me tell you, your home is not the place where God has positioned you.
Right.
The devil is trying to disposition you from where you are supposed to be.
Yeah.
And if the church has offended you, those are people but not God.
Right.
Now when you say that I'll never come back to the church, that means you are running away from God.
Right.
And he has never offended you. These are people who offended you. Now why do you go keep yourself at home because people, they offended you? Moreover, they are not God. The devil is trying to disposition you. I'm here to call upon each and everybody, to call upon even your nation. That's what I'm praying for your nation, so that your nation goes back to the right position. If it does not go back to the right position, problems and all of things are coming on it. But it's not God's plan. It's because we have decided to disposition ourselves. It is your choice. You to position yourself or to go out of God's position. You choose it by yourself. You understand? Check yourself. Check your family. If it is in the right order. According to God's order. Check your family. If really your family is in the right position where it has to be. Check yourself personally. Are you in the right position where you're supposed to be? If you are drawn away, if you are out of the position, you have time with other things and you miss your God. Now, when you are out of the position, number one, you're out of God's presence. Number two, you're out of fellowship with God. When you disposition yourself, you are out of God's fellowship. Remember, God created a man. Most of you are saying that we are created to worship him. That is true. And the second thing, we are created to have fellowship with him. Do you have fellowship with your God? Because when you don't have fellowship with your God, you have fellowship with other things. Inside us, when God created us, there's something which God put in a man or in a human being that if you don't have fellowship with God, you cannot be there without having something which you have fellowship with.
Right.
If you don't worship God, there's something which you're worshiping. Because we were created to worship. We were created to have fellowship. Now when we miss God, when we miss the fellowship with God, we have something which we are worshiping. We have something which we have fellowship with. You cannot be there without worshiping something. You understand? Because we were created to do that. We were created to have fellowship. Now, you have to ask yourself if you have a fellowship with God. Everything which takes more time than God, then that is your God. And you are having fellowship with it. Anything which consumes your time, when God is not involved into that, then that is your God, and you are worshiping it, and you are out of the position because of that. We have a lot of things which consumes our time, and you find that you spend a day without fellowshipping with your God. You spend another day, even a week. Harvey, that's why the church, the body of Christ in this generation is very weak. When you read the book of Acts, the Bible says they were fellowshipping daily. The church of today, we are fellowshipping once in a week. If it's on Sunday, that is Sunday. Now let me ask you, Monday up to Saturday, what are you doing? You are with what? What has consumed your time? But the book of Acts, daily, every day, they fellowship. And the Bible says that they continued in the doctrine of the apostles, daily in the temple and in the house, breaking the bread daily. Okay, you can tell, you can say, ah, no, pastor, they were not busy. Let me tell you also, they were busy because they had everything which was needed. People who were able even to sell their land and bring the money to the house of God. That means they were workers. They were hard-working guys. But although they are hard-working guys, but they had time of fellowshipping with their God. They had that time. That's why the church of today is very weak. Because the more we fellowship, the more we become stronger. The more we fellowship, the more we are committed. The more we fellowship, the more we come near to our God. The more we fellowship, the more we are transformed. But the more we don't fellowship, we become weak. The more we don't trust, we don't fellowship, the more we are disorganized. That's why you see the church today. When you look at the world, we are not seeing the impact which the church has done into the world. But when you see in the church that the world has done impact in the world church.
Right.
Well, because we don't have time of fellowshipping. You tell people, they tell you we are so busy, we don't have that time. We have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of work to do. Yeah, we have bills to pay. I believe that even in the book of Acts, they had bills to pay because they were eating too.
Yep.
Don't think that they were not eating. They were eating, they were putting on. They had to put on. Don't think that they were sleeping on trees. They were sleeping in houses. They had houses. They had homes. Although they were paying all their bills, but they had time for God. Although they were working, but they had time for God. They could have fellowship with their God. Now, when you're out of the position, you're out of God's presence, you're out of God's fellowship. We need to fellowship. You need to have, remember, He is your creator. He is your father. You are a daughter or a son to Him. Any normal father, he would like to have fellowship with his children. Normal father. Because we have those who are not normal. They don't mind. But I mean the normal father. He wants to fellowship with his children. He wants to converse with his children. He wants to have time with his children. Now, because God is a father, he wants to have fellowship with us. He wants to communicate with us. He wants to have time with us. But we are not giving him time. Why? Because we are out of the position. Now, what is consuming your time? What makes you very busy? Is it your job, place of work? Is it your computer? Is it your television? Is it your parties? Friends? Because even friends, if the friends are consuming your time, they're dispositioning you too. They have become your God. God is calling us. That's what the Lord told me to come. I was in Mino. That's the message which I've been sharing it. Listened in his announcing. I've shared by that. God is calling each one of us to position ourselves back in the right position. We have dispositioned ourselves. We are out of God's presence. We are out of the fellowship with our God because we are not in the right position. Position. Where are you? Everybody believes that we are in the last days. Yeah. But we are in last days. But are you in the right position? Are you in the right position? If God comes right now, are you ready for Him? If you say that now I'm coming back, my son, are you ready for him? Or you are out of the position? Do you have a fellowship with God? Are you in his presence? Now, when you are out of the position, you're out of God's presence, you are out of the fellowship with God. Tomorrow we shall see, when you are out of the position, communication is gone. We shall see Habakkuk. Because he was out of the position, he couldn't communicate with God. Most of people, they don't mind, they don't care about that. All of you have cell phone, no cell phones, no so. For what? You want to communicate with your people, no so. What of God? All the time you communicate with people, are you getting time to communicate with your God? You don't want even to lose it. But you have already roasted the one of communicating with your God. From Monday to Monday, you communicate with your friends. And some of you communicate even the words which does not have build you spiritually. You communicate with people who are dispositioning you. And you keep those phones. One day, I was in Uganda. God gave me a message of watching over the people who are surrounding you. Then I asked people that sit down and think about the people who are surrounding you, your friends whom you spend time with. Then I told them that if I want to know your future, I don't ask you about your future, but I'll see your friends who are surrounding you, then I'll know exactly your future. The friends, your friends who talks, whom you spend time with, who speak in your life, those whom you call your best friend, those whom you hang out a lot with them, those will tell me about your future. If they are already dispositioned, they are going to disposition you. If they are ungodly, even you are going to follow them. If they don't have time for God, also you are not going to have time for God. If they are failure, also you are going to fail, because that's what they are. Your friends. Then I told them to speak on their cell phones. Because when you enter church, we shrink it off. Then I told them, shrink it on. Then I told them that now check. I gave them five minutes. That check in all those names which you have in your phone. How many of them who have made ungodly impact in your life? Those people whom you have your phone. Now I'm bringing it to you. Those people whom you have in your phone, those names, those whom you communicate with them every day, how many of them who has made an godly impact in your life, and how many of them who always when they call, they confuse you, they disposition you, they tell you negative and other things which lead ungodly, how many of them? Most of them, they told me, they don't have even more than two who have ever made godly impact within them. Then I asked them, what do you need, why do you need them in your phone? I don't know, you better delete them. Delete their names, because they are not making any godly impact within your life. They are not challenging you. They are not, you know, they are not making any impact in you. But they are pulling you. They are dispositioning you from God. They are drawing you away from God. Then you don't need them. You better delete them.
Right.
Now, even you, if you have who are not making any impact in your life, godly impact, who are not bringing you closer to God, who are not positioning you in the right position, those who are telling that please you need to have time with your God, then you don't need such a people, because they are killing you.
Right.
They are dispositioning you. They are drawing you away from God. Therefore, you don't need them. Is that clear? Be very, very careful to see that you keep yourself in the position where God wants you. Our God is the God of position. Our God is the God of order. He does not want you just to move anyhow. He wants to be. He wants you to be somewhere where if he wants to meet you, he knows exactly. That's why we have addresses. Yeah. If you want people to know to meet you, they know exactly where to meet you. Now, what do you think about God? Also, God wants you to have address where he can meet you. Where is your address? I'm everywhere. Where? Where can we get you? Everywhere I'm there. Everywhere I'm there. Let me tell you one man whom I know who is everywhere. Who just move and move. Who does not have any parking. That is the devil.
Yep.
Remember one day Jesus, God asked him that, priest, where have you been? I've been moving up and down. That's the devil. Who does not have any parking. He's not positioned anywhere. He is everywhere. Now if you say that you are everywhere, then I have a question mark to you. Maybe the one who does not have address is holding your life.
Yep.
The one who does not have any parking is holding your life. But if you are to do something for God, have a parking. Be somewhere. Have an address. Know that this is where I belong. This is where God has positioned me. You hear some people, even in Africa, you hear them. I want God to use me. I want to do the work of God. But they cannot tell where you can find them. If God wants to use you, he's going to meet you where? If he wants to call you, where are you? Where are you? You parents, please. Parents, train your kids well. Let them know that they have to belong somewhere. Let them know that God positions them somewhere. Because we need the preachers of tomorrow. We need the apostles of tomorrow. We need the pastors of tomorrow. We need those who are going to take over the ministry. Not we to die and they bury us with the ministry. Recently in Mineral, I found a certain brother. She told me about their church. This was a good church, powerful church, but the day when the pastor passed away, even the church went away. I don't think that's God's plan.
No.
It's not God's plan. When they were burying the pastor, even they were burying the ministry. Because he was not having people who can take over the ministry. Now we need your kids. Let them be positioned. And you cannot position them unless also you are positioned. Now when you are positioned, you will be able even to position your kids. So that they can take over. As I'm winding up, ask yourself, are you in the right position? Check yourself. The Bible says that we can examine ourselves. And you know what is inside you. And you know where you are. Leave alone people are saying, okay, God, I don't know where I am. You know what's in your life. You know exactly. And maybe God has been speaking to you, but you don't listen. Maybe God has been warning you, but you don't listen. God has been telling that where you are is not the place where you're supposed to be. But you are saying, this is my place whereby I am comfortable here. Let me tell you, God did not call us to in comfort zone. If you are to live in comfort zone, you are killing yourself. You are dispositioning yourself. Come out of your comfort and stand where God wants you. Come out of your comfort and stand in the place where God wants you to be. But if you are saying, no, this is the place I'm so comfortable here. Tomorrow we are going to see what most of the things which dispositions us. Be very careful. Because God is calling back this nation to the right place. And before he calls this nation is calling you. Because when you are in the right place, then the nation will be in the right place. When you are dispositioned, even the nation is dispositioned.